I think if you've been around these parts for any period of time, you've heard the name Rinke in the automotive world, Rinke Automotive Group. Well, Kevin Rinke learned the value of hard work as a young man in southeastern Michigan. He started his career working at the family automotive business. He did everything, picked up the trash, cleaned the customer restrooms, washed the cars. He was dedicated to understanding the business from the ground up, and he worked his way through every department in the business under the tutelage of the employees and management team. Graduated Michigan State in 1983, came back to the family business, and now has decided there's even more important business at hand. That would be the business of running the great state of Michigan, because Kevin Rinke is now running for governor. And he's on the other end of our line right now in our efforts to meet all of the various candidates, or most of the various candidates that are running for governor. Kevin Rinke, nice meeting you. It's Paul W. Smith. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Paul W. How are you this morning?
I am excellent, sir. Tell me why you want to be governor. You got a pretty good life. You have a great business, great family business. Why do you want
to... Paul W., I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. There's a bit of a delay. Go ahead.
I want to be governor because I think the people of Michigan deserve better. They deserve better leadership. They deserve a better environment for them to participate in this beautiful state and to craft lives for themselves and their children than what the current governor is providing for them.
The biggest thing, I think, for most of us has been COVID. I think that's been one of the biggest problems in our history, and it still continues. Is that the biggest thing that you look at and the way it's being handled, or is there something else? And if that is the biggest thing, how would you handle COVID differently than the governor has?
Well, I think that COVID presented a unique opportunity for government to lead and to make really well-thought-out decisions to protect its citizens. And in this particular instance, we had a governor that was auditioning for a different job at the federal level versus representing the people of Michigan and utilizing science to protect our most vulnerable. And we're finding out that this governor potentially underreported nursing home deaths based on her decision to take COVID sick seniors and put them back in their respective nursing homes by 40%. Up to 40% of those people didn't have to die. And that's a bad decision. All the while, she was claiming that she was following science, which said that our seniors were the most vulnerable. And she made decisions to shut down businesses. Michigan leads the nation in small businesses closed per capita, with over 50% of those jobs being permanently gone. Michigan leads the nation in personal income loss during the COVID pandemic. And all of these decisions, Paul W., all of these decisions are directly tied to Gretchen Whitmer's approach to how she treated COVID while she was auditioning for the vice presidency. She made rules for the citizens that she ignored herself continuously, and now she gets into an election cycle, and she's using citizens' money, COVID money returned by the federal government, to help pay off contributors and to strategically try and block competition. And it's wrong.
All right, let's move on to another situation that is growing. And in fact, right after you, we'll be talking about this in further detail. And that is this plan by the Democrats, because it's happening all across the country, I guess, for the Democrats to have a rather ridiculous view that parents should have very little say in what their kids are taught in school. I mean, it's a lot ridiculous, so much so that certain things that have been out there and posted, they're quickly pulling them back to hope that people did not read them. But unfortunately, or fortunately for us, we have read them. and people have printed them. Like this one, not sure where this parents should control what is taught in schools because they are our kids is originating. Not sure where this is coming from. Are you kidding me? That parents actually are doing what we've asked them to do forever? Take a real interest in what your kids are doing in school, which includes what they're being taught. But then this went on to say from the Democrat Party, but parents do have the option to choose to send their kids to a hand-selected private school at their own expense if this is what they desire. It goes on to say, the purpose of a public education in a public school is not to teach kids only what parents want them to be taught. And then in bold letters, it is to teach them what society needs them to know. The client of the public school is not the parent, but the entire community. Oh, my God. Your reaction to that?
Paul W., it's disgusting and it's startling. And what I find so interesting is the Democrats actually believe that, and they can't help but put it out there because it's what they believe. They want government to have total control of its citizens. They've forgotten that government is for the people, not that government controls the people. And I publicly call on Gretchen Whitmer to refute that that's her position, that she stands against the teachers' union leadership in the state of Michigan, and that she wants parents involved in their kids' education, that she wants parents to have a say that pornography is not taught in public schools, that CRT, which is a divisive form of history and not a real reflection of history, is not taught in public schools, that the 1619 Project is not taught in public schools, that she will hold the public schools accountable if they choose to go down that path and indoctrinate our children versus teaching them. You know, it's very interesting, Paul W., that kids become members of the community. And what the Democratic Party just said, that they want to teach kids not how to build a community with that statement, but how to tear that community down.
Kevin, we got to run. Kevin Rinke, GOP candidate for governor. If you want to learn more, you can go to rinkeformichigan.com. Rinkeformichigan.com. Good luck to you, Kevin.